Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 77 and 78, Scene 1. Krishna kills Shalva, Dantavakra, and Vidurata. When Shalva thought that Krishna had been bewildered by his mystic representations, Shalva became encouraged and began to attack Lord Krishna with greater strength and energy, showering volumes of arrows upon Krishna. But the enthusiasm of Shalva can be compared to the speedy march of flies into a fire. By hurling his arrows with unfathomable strength, Lord Krishna injured Shalva, whose armor, bow, and jeweled helmet all scattered into pieces. With a crashing blow from the club of Krishna, Shalva's wonderful airplane, Salva, burst into pieces, falling into the sea. But Shalva was very careful, and instead of crashing with the airplane, Shalva managed to jump onto the land. Shalva again rushed towards Lord Krishna. When Shalva ran swiftly to attack Krishna with his club, Lord Krishna then cut off the hand of Shalva. Lord Krishna then took up his wonderful disc, which was shining like the brilliant sun at the time of the dissolution of the material creation. When Lord Krishna stood up with his disc to kill Shalva, Krishna appeared just like the red sun rising over a mountain. Lord Krishna then cut off the head of Shalva, and the head, with its earrings and helmet, fell to the ground. Shalva was thus killed in the same way as Vritra Asura was killed by Indra, the king of heaven. When Shalva was killed, all of his soldiers and followers began to cry,
"Alas! Alas!"
And while Shalva's men were thus crying, the demigods from the heavenly planets showered flowers upon Krishna, announcing his victory by beating on drums and blowing bugles. At this very moment, other friends of Shishupal, such as Dantavakra, appeared on the scene to fight with Krishna in order to avenge the death of Shishupal. When Dantavakra appeared before Lord Krishna, he was extremely angry. And it so happened that after the demise of Shishupal, Shalva, and Poundraka, another foolish demoniac king of the name Dantavakra wanted to kill Krishna in order to avenge the death of his friend Shalva. Dantavakra became so agitated that he personally appeared on the battlefield without proper arms and ammunition, and even without a chariot. His only weapon was his great anger, which was red hot. Dantavakra carried only a club in his hand, but Dantavakra was so powerful that when he moved, everyone felt the earth tremble. When Lord Krishna saw Dantavakra approaching in a very heroic mood, immediately Krishna got down from his chariot, for it was a rule of military etiquette that fighting should take place only between equals. Knowing that Dantavakra was alone and armed with only a club, Lord Krishna responded similarly and prepared himself by taking a club in his hand. When Krishna appeared before him, Dantavakra's heroic march was immediately stopped, just as the great furious waves of the ocean are stopped by the beach. At that time, Dantavakra, who was the king of Karusha, stood up firmly with his club and spoke to Lord Krishna as follows. It is a great pleasure and fortunate opportunity, Krishna, that we are facing each other eye to eye. My dear Krishna, after all, you are my eternal cousin, and I should not kill you in this way. But unfortunately, you have committed a great mistake by killing my friend Shalva. Moreover, you are not satisfied by killing my friend, but I know that you want to kill me also. So because of your determination, I must kill you by tearing you to pieces with my club. Although you are my relative, Krishna, you are certainly foolish. You are our greatest enemy. So I must kill you today, just as a person removes a boil on the body by a surgical operation. I am always very much obliged to my friends, and I therefore consider myself indebted to my friend Shalva. And I can only liquidate my indebtedness to him by killing you. As the caretaker of an elephant tries to control the animal by striking it with his trident, so Dantavakra tried to control Krishna simply by speaking strong words. After finishing his vituperation, Dantavakra struck Krishna on the head with his club and made a roaring sound like a lion. Although struck strongly by the club of Dantavakra, Krishna did not move even one inch, and nor did Krishna feel any pain. But taking his own Kaumodaki club and moving very skillfully, Krishna struck the chest of Dantavakra so fiercely that the heart of Dantavakra split in twain. As a result, Dantavakra began to vomit blood. His hairs became scattered, and Dantavakra fell to the ground, spreading his hands and legs. Within only a few minutes, all that remained of Dantavakra was a dead body on the ground. So after the death of Dantavakra, just as at the time of Shishupala's death, in the presence of all persons standing there, a small particle of spiritual effulgence came out of the demon's body and very wonderfully merged into the body of Lord Krishna. Dantavakra had a brother named Vidurata, who became overwhelmed with grief at the death of Dantavakra. Out of grief and anger, Vidurata was breathing very heavily, and just to avenge the death of his brother, Vidurata also appeared before Lord Krishna with a sword and a shield in his hands. Vidurata wanted to kill Krishna immediately. So when Lord Krishna understood that Vidurata was looking for the opportunity to strike him with his sword, Krishna employed his Sudarshana Chakra, the disc which is as sharp as a razor. And without delay, Krishna cut off the head of Vidurata with its helmet and earrings. In this way, after killing Shalva and destroying his wonderful airplane, and then killing Dantavakra and Vidurata, at last Lord Krishna entered his city, Dwaraka. It would not have been possible for anyone but Krishna to kill these great heroes, and therefore all the demigods from heaven and the human beings on the surface of the globe were glorifying Krishna. Great sages and ascetics, the denizens of the Siddha and Gandharva planets, the denizens known as the Vidyadharas and Vasuki and the Mahanagas, the beautiful angels, the inhabitants of Pitri Loka, the Yakshas, the Kinnaras, and the Charanas, all began to shower flowers upon Krishna and sing the songs of his victory in great jubilation. Decorating the entire city very festively, the citizens of Dwaraka held a great celebration. And when Lord Krishna passed through the city, all the members of the Vrishni dynasty and the heroes of the Yadu dynasty followed Lord Krishna with great respect. These are some of the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna, who is the master of all mystic power and the Lord of all cosmic manifestations. Those who are fools, who are like animals, sometimes think that Krishna is defeated. But factually, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and no one can defeat him. Krishna always remains victorious over everyone. Therefore, Krishna is the only one God, and all others are his subservient order carriers. Thus ends chapter 77-78. Krishna kills Shalva, Dantavakra, and Vidurata. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gopinath, Gopinath, Amar Bharasa Tumi, Tomar Charane, Loinu Sharana, Tomar Koro Ami Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. O Gopinath, you are my only hope, and therefore I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Now I am your eternal servant. The following are comments by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas on this section. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that after having waited for three lifetimes, Dantavakra, formerly a gatekeeper in Vaikuntha, could now return to the spiritual world. Therefore, in one of his statements, the transcendental meaning was, how fortunate I am that today I can return to my constitutional position in the spiritual world. Dantavakra refers to Krishna as Matulaya, a maternal cousin. Dantavakra's mother, Srutasrava, was the sister of Krishna's father, Vasudeva. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti gives the following elaborate commentary on this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. Concerning the killing of Dantavakra, the Uttarakhanda of the Padma Purana contains further details in the following passages. After hearing that Shishupal had been killed, Dantavakra went to Mathura to fight against Krishna. And moreover, when Krishna heard of this, Krishna mounted his chariot and went to Mathura. Between the two of them, Dantavakra and Lord Vasudeva, there then began a battle at the gate of Mathura that lasted all day and night. Krishna finally struck Dantavakra with his club, at which point Dantavakra fell lifeless to the ground, all of his limbs smashed like a mountain shattered by a lightning bolt. Dantavakra achieved the liberation of gaining a form equal to that of the Lord himself, and thus Dantavakra also achieved the eternal supreme abode Vaikuntha, which is attainable by perfect yogis and which bestows the happiness of everlasting spiritual bliss. And so it was that Jai and Vijay, apparently because of being cursed by Sanaka and his other brothers, but actually it was to facilitate the Supreme Lord's pastimes, they descended to this material world and in three consecutive lifetimes were killed by the Lord himself. Then, at the completion of these three lifetimes, Jai and Vijay attained liberation in Vaikuntha. Krishna heard from Narada, who travels as swiftly as the mind, that Dantavakra had gone to Mathura. Therefore, immediately after killing Shalva, without first entering Dwaraka, Krishna reached the vicinity of Mathura in a single moment on his chariot, which also moves as swiftly as the mind. And it was there that Krishna saw Dantavakra. Even today, by the gate of Mathura, facing the direction of Dwaraka, there is a village known in the vernacular as Dhatiha, a name derived from the Sanskrit Dantavakraha, or killer of Dantavakra. This village was founded by Krishna's great-grandson, Bhadra. In the same section of the Padma Purana, we find the following statements. After killing Viduratha, Krishna crossed the Yamuna and went to the cowherder village of Nanda Maharaj, where Krishna honored and consoled his aggrieved parents. They drenched Krishna with tears and embraced Krishna. And then Krishna offered obeisances to the elder cowherder men and gratified all the residents with abundant gifts of clothing, ornaments, and so on. At that time, Lord Keshava sported continuously with the cowherder women on the charming bank of the Kalindi or Yamuna, which was filled with pious trees. Thus, the Supreme Lord, assuming the appearance of a cowherder, resided there for 2 months, enjoying the pleasure of intimate pastimes in various moods of loving reciprocation. Then, by the grace of Lord Vasudeva, Nanda Maharaj, and all the other residents of that place, together with their children and wives, assumed their eternal spiritual forms, boarded a celestial airplane, and ascended to the supreme Vaikuntha planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. However, after bestowing upon Nanda Gopa and all the other inhabitants of Braja his own transcendental abode, which is free of all disease, Krishna traveled through the sky and returned to Dwaraka as the demigods chanted his praises. Srila Rupa Goswami comments as follows in his Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Since Drona and other demigods had previously descended to earth to merge as partial expansions into the king of Braja and other devotees of Vrindavana, at this time it was these demigod expansions whom Lord Krishna sent off to Vaikuntha. Lord Hari is perpetually enjoying pastimes in Vrindavan with his intimate devotees. These intimate devotees, the residents of Gokula, are dearer to Krishna than even his most dear other devotees. Lord Krishna had been harboring a desire to go see his friends and relatives in Braja ever since Lord Baladev had gone there. But his mother, father, and other elders in Dwaraka had refused to give Krishna permission. But now, however, after the killing of Shalva, when Krishna heard from Narada that Dantabhakra had gone to Mathura, no one could object to Krishna's going there immediately without first entering Dwaraka. And after killing Dantabhakra, Krishna would have the opportunity to meet with his friends and relatives living in Braja. Thinking like this, and also remembering Uddhava's allusion to the gopis, Krishna went to Braja, dispelling the feelings of separation of the inhabitants. For 2 months, Lord Krishna enjoyed in Vrindavana just as before, previous to his leaving there to kill Kamsa in Mathura. And then, at the end of 2 months, Krishna withdrew his Braja pastimes from mundane eyes by taking the demigod portions of his parents and other relatives and friends to Vaikuntha. Thus, in one complete plenary manifestation, Krishna went to Goloka in the spiritual world, and in another, Krishna remained perpetually enjoying in Braja while invisible to material eyes, and in yet another, Krishna mounted his chariot and returned alone to Dwaraka. The people of Shaurasena province thought that after killing Dantabhakra, Krishna had paid a visit to his parents and other dear ones, and so now he was returning to Dwaraka. The people of Braja, on the other hand, could not understand where Krishna had suddenly disappeared to, and so they were totally astonished. Furthermore, Shukadeva Goswami considered that Parikshit Maharaj might think, how is it that the same Krishna who caused the cowherders to attain Vaikuntha in their selfsame bodies also caused the residents of Dwaraka to attain such an inauspicious condition in the course of Krishna's Maushala Leela? Thus the king might consider this arrangement to be unfair because of Parikshit's own affinity for the Yadus. And that is why Shukadeva Goswami did not allow Parikshit to hear this pastime, which is mentioned in the Padma Purana. In Sri Vaishnava Toshani, Sanatan Goswami's commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the following sequential list of pastimes. First was the journey on the occasion of the solar eclipse to Kurukshetra, then the Rajasuya assembly, then the gambling match, and the attempted disrobing of Draupadi, then the Pandava's exile to the forest, then the killing of Shalva and Dantabhakra, then Krishna's visit to Vrindavan, and finally, the winding up of the Vrindavan pastimes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana. Sri Govinda, Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana. Sri Govinda, Gopinatha Madana Mohan.